Yeah, they're like the dominating kings of West Texas.
Like dinosaurs.
Right? Yeah, right, yeah.
I do have a question for you.
Like mosquitoes, you can't get rid of them, right?
You can't. But you know what I noticed? And folks, you know, if you're from a ranching background, you know this. The mesquite trees grow. They grow these beans. Cows eat the beans. They poop the beans. Poop. And guess what? That's like fertilizing the beans, so they're going to grow. But what I noticed after the freeze last year, there was no beans on the mesquite trees.
Oh.
And that was, I've never seen that in my life. But I mean, I looked around. I started going over the whole ranch.
This is one of the advantages of being a rancher. You notice things that us town dwellers don't notice.
But I thought, which I was happy about, that means there's no beans that gets, you know, pooped on the, and redo trees. Because they take, mesquite trees take over.
So I'd heard that mesquite bean seeds are difficult to germinate. But you put them through a cow's stomach and come out and poop, then they're perfect. That's the perfect environment to grow a mesquite.
Because when I was a kid, I remember my granddad said, we didn't have any mesquites. I'm 61, so this is 50 years ago.
In where?
In Sonora, Texas.
In Sonora.
We didn't have hardly any mesquites. And now, I mean, now we're having to pay to get rid of them. And I don't think you can get rid of them. I think you just make them mad. Because they come back in a fury. I mean, I'm thinking about this. You know, we try so hard. Everybody loves our live oaks. I love live oaks.
So if you bring in calves, you want to check and see if there's any mosquitoes in their stomachs, right?
That's too late for that. But mesquites are so good. And cactus. Cactus is the same way.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, but it's crazy. But we have all the plants that we want, you know, our natural grass and just different things we want to plant. But I'll tell you one thing that I'm still going to ask, and I still don't have the answer. If you've been about to Bentwood in a long time?
Not real soon.
Okay.
Recently, yeah.
We got more deer at Bentwood than I do in Sonora. I mean, my God, they're everywhere. And there's herds of them. And you know what they do?
Yeah, they eat it. Well, you know they're not grazers. They're browsers. They can't eat grass. Do you know that?
Deer, oh, yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
They can't eat grass.
Hey,
so they have to. So
axis deer do.
Oh, okay. Axis
but
eat
not,
grass.
But not whitetail. But what's crazy is I'll never forget, Don Casaro's the guy that takes care of my yard for me. And he got me some flowers, and he said, I read up on this plant, and deer don't eat this. They won't eat it. Well, the next morning I go out there, and all the ones he planted were pulled up, and the roots were eaten off. So I called him. I said, Don, apparently the deer out here in Bentwood, they can't read because they liked every one you planted. So my question is, I've got empty pots now, and I got them from you.
Yeah.
What do I want to plant in this spring?
In the pots in the front yard where the deer are, you mean?
Well, they're in the back and the front. They come, you know, they go whatever they want.
They can jump your back fence, and they do?
Yeah, the back fence is only 3 foot tall.
You need a taller fence.
You can't.
Scott.
It's on the golf course. But hey, they jumped a 6 foot fence to the ranch too.
I know. Yeah.
So
but there's so much to eat out there in Bentwood. They don't need to jump the fence.
Yeah, but they
very
do.
Tall.
So what do we plant?
There's limited numbers, and I tell you what, even if they won't eat the plant, they'll eat the blooms. Like they don't really eat roses, but they love the blooms. But there's salvias. I tell you what, sometimes if I don't know the taste, I'll just pull a leaf off a plant that's there in the, you know, at the nursery, and I'll taste the leaf, and I'll know pretty much whether a deer will eat it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
My leg could go, Scott, that was the poisonous one you just ate.
But the problem is sometimes they don't know what it tastes like, and they'll bite it and pull it out of the pot and out of the ground and just leave it there. They don't like it, but they've already, if you don't catch it pretty quickly, it's going to be burned up and dead. So. Deer are a big problem. I think I've related them to rats with pretty brown eyes. I mean, some people love them and feed them. Game warden said the problem with deer started with the movie Bambi. People in America did not have such a heart for deer and think they were such beautiful, wonderful things. They're destructive. I respect them, and I like them, but love them? No.
And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Hey, we got the deer out of the way.
That's right.
Okay, so we got it. But it is springtime, and I learned this from you. Xeriscaped yards. You think they're going to get more and more as this drought keeps going?
You know, you and I know that this isn't going to continue. It's going to break. The drought's going to break. And you and I know that green is a pretty good-looking color.
My favorite.
And so you need to keep that in mind. You know, everybody in America, you get to do what you want to do with your own property, which is a good thing, and I'm for it. But, you know, you know, too much rock's pretty hard on my eyeballs.
Well, in fact, when Lance Lacy and I partnered for the last 35 years putting in subdivisions, we put in Champion Circle. And in the deed restrictions, we put, and we called it, I'm going to tell you, I totally did it wrong. It's a long time ago. No zero-scape landscaping. Well, what happened right after that? Do you remember the drought where the lake almost dried up?
Yeah,
and we did everything?
Yeah.
It was so, so bad.
Yeah.
Well, people said, and the city said, you can't water, period. So we relaxed that where people could do it. But the problem, and I think what Tommy's talking about, and I agree with, if you do it, there's a such thing as a pretty zero-scape landscape. But when people just dump a pile of rocks in their yard, that's not pretty.
You're right. So originally it was a third grass, a third hardscape like gravel, and a third beds. And a perennial bed or a shrub bed or a ground cover
bed, which is still pretty.
It's pretty. It can be green and flowering. And it takes much less moisture than grass does. So that was the picture and the goal of zero-scaping. It wasn't all rock. All rock came from zero-scaping.
Yes.
From Phoenix, where it's a desert.
Yes. And actually, we're considered a desert.
Well.
We're not.
The edge.
The edge of a desert.
The edge, yeah. And they say it's creeping, but we're not there. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. It's going to rain good. It's going to rain deep. And when it does rain deep, you want your soil to be able to absorb it.
Well, and we're talking about rain, but I didn't know this, and I don't remember how many years ago it's been, but you remember it got so bad, and I didn't know this. If we get to a certain level, Goodfellow moves out because they can't be where there's no water.
What now?
We would lose the base. We almost got there, and Drew Darby was back there and was our representative. He just got there. We're talking, and I'll never forget this because it was getting bad. I mean, really, really bad. The lake was down, everything. And I think we had like a 20 or 30% chance of rain. And we got 8 inches of rain.
It was September 25th. I remember
yes.
the day.
Hey, that's from the grace of God right there.
Amen.
And it saved everything. And if you can see the smile on Tommy's face, because you know what it is? When it rains here, people smile.
Yes, amen.
People are happy. Yeah. I mean, because just we know what the rain means to us. So. We growing up, my granddad had a ranch in Loakey and a ranch in Sonora, and we lived at the one at Loakey. And we had this little rotary type phone and stuff, and my dad and my granddad would talk, and I'm like 7 years old. And all they would talk about is rain. And I'm going, I don't want the rain, I want to go play, you know? And I finally said, Dad, why do we care if it rains? Well, you know, he said, well, let me explain it to you this way. If it rains, Mama gets a new car. If it doesn't rain, I spent all the money on feed. Mama don't get a new car. I said, oh, I see how this works. So, and I've remembered that all my life because that's exactly what it means.
Yeah. Water is life. There's no life without water.
So, and especially in your business.
And in ranching.
I mean, in ranching.
Even more so of ranching,
well,
yeah.
And in real estate, Charlie Kunson, I put a subdivision out in Cristobal right about the drought time. And I remember his dad came out, and we couldn't give it away. I mean, it was horrible. We just couldn't sell anything. And he said, boys, until it gets rain and this grass turns green, you're not going to sell anything. As soon as we got a good rain, everything started greening up. Guess what?
Started selling.
We sold out.
That's right.
I mean, so, and I think that's the same with our yards and stuff like you're talking about. So in my real estate business, when you go up in that, it's got a beautiful yard and the flowers are blooming and it's just pretty. I mean, people want to buy it.
You know, I was, one day I decided to drive around and look at landscapes and really examine them to see why I was attracted to them. And I pulled up to one in an older part of town and where the yards were kind of small and packed together, you know. And